I want to just ask you a couple more questions. I want to be quiet for a minute, and I'm going to be listening in my headphones while I see if my colleagues behind the glass have anything for me.
Sure.
Thank you. This is wonderful. I don't want to keep you too much longer. So you mentioned earlier, we talked a little bit about that there's a lot of new scientific interest in notions like compassion. And I noticed in something you wrote a couple of years ago, you said you were striving to set up a scientific research program with a colleague who's a physicist and philosopher on the importance of fragility and vulnerability in the development of humanity, kind of exploring that idea that you've had about our evolution as human beings. Right. Is that happening? Is that work?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is one of the signs I've seen in the last 2-3 years. Been quite a few places where there have been colloquium on this subject. There has been a research program that are starting now on this subject. And I think without too much risk of fooling myself, say that within 5 years or so, that will be a major scientific investigation. Hmm. Understanding what is the significance and role of weakness, fragility in the human being. I think that is a very important thing. And I believe that what we have seen in the last 10 years coming, you know, in this story about altruism and how is altruism the same in man and in animals elsewhere and so on, which is one of the things that was proposed in the beginning and where now people say, well, there are different things and so on. So I think it will go beyond that to this new step, recognizing that it comes from something much deeper, which comes from the realization of by man of his own fragility and weakness and the capacity that he has to relate to others in their fragility and weakness through compassion, through empathy.
I wonder if, you know, this scientific research you're now embarking on vulnerability and suffering as part of human life, would you see that as a continuation of this dialogue with the earth that you talked about, that you began as a scientist in your...
I would say that I'm not claiming I'm really doing research on that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they are specialists. I've thought about that, make new thoughts, and I've pushed specialists to work on that, and they are starting to do that. Mm-hmm. What I will do, for example, next week in New York, I hope, is to, with this very good specialist, to tell them, I think you should look beyond, and to me, this is part of a very important human experience you have to explain. Yeah. So I know what it is to be a specialist because I am a specialist on the earth. I cannot probably give important new discovery in this new domain. What I can do is have reflection that helps steer research in direction that are new and important. And I can feel that the whole field of biological and anthropological sciences is going to move in this direction.
Hmm.